coming out to a WBC FFL.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing. There were funky China men from funky Chinatown. They were chopping.
Oh, all right. All right.
All right.
Welcome to the Week 7 BCFFL podcast. My name is Troy Keener. I am the commissioner of the BCFFL. I am pleased to welcome back to the podcast once again Mike Minnick, the owner of the IMUS, original owner of the BCFFL, making a wonderful face right now after diving into some Lion's Head.
Our
official sponsor. And I'd like to also welcome back to his second podcast, our champion, Jerry Budwash of the Big TDs.
Thank you, Sensei Keener. It was a good opening there.
Did you like that?
Kung Fu Fighting, yes.
I was going to play Little River Band. You know why?
Yeah.
Because of the time you left me
left
standing up in
at the racetrack.
Yeah. Yeah, you remember that, right? Yeah, I'll be up there. Me and Melissa go up there, text you, the whole thing's ready to go, the band's playing. Where the hell are you?
I wasn't
really serious. Are you up at the track? Yeah. So I almost played Little River Band.
That's reminiscing. You should put
that. That was the one I was going to play.
You should fucking play. Oh, Jesus, I just dropped the F-bomb. Sorry.
Come on, Jerry.
Here we go.
Back See, off the
Well, we're coming
here.
To you live from the Lancaster, Soup Party Productions, Lancaster Studio. I have two quality owners here again with me.
Goldie, right?
Quality.
Goldie, yeah.
Goldie. Hi, Goldie. Okay.
Goldie
yeah, she's... yeah. So...
Don't leave me here with this man.
I assure you, nothing happens to Goldie when I'm alone with her, and she's perfectly fine.
She has a lot of toys. I'm very impressed.
She has to make do. She doesn't have much interaction
Lots
with anything.
Mirrors,
again, if anybody
mirrors.
Wants Goldie, please contact me.
Oh,
So let's get into what news of the week. I don't have much. I'm just coming off of a work issue. My head's kind of spinning. So yeah, I have zero prep for this week, but that's why I rely on you, Mike.
Mike has copious notes over
here. Holy shit. I spend hours and hours.
They're all handwritten.
Well, sure.
And the rest of the league does
seem to
appreciate the work you're putting.
I appreciate the work he does.
You've got a lot of feedback on predictions and suggestions and advice you're trying to give other owners, and I think they are really liking it.
Stafford, Breeze, I was listening to that.
Especially
that
the B
good.
Team, they really are.
Yeah.
I got some feedback from the Bada Bing.
Yeah.
I called that game that they had no chance. It was the lock of the week, and they ended up beating my ass like a drum.
Josh Allen. Mm-hmm.
Allen. Josh
it's
Allen.
Good he dumped them.
By the way,
oh, that's a good point. That
Josh
was
Allen.
We had our first two trades of the year.
He had no touchdowns in that game. Had over 300 yards and 68. So he still had 21 points in fantasy.
And rushing. He was rushing.
For nothing.
Yeah.
He did zero and he got 21
Freaking
points.
Freaking quarterbacks.
This is rigged. We should get rid of quarterbacks.
And kickers. Kickers and quarterbacks.
And defense.
And defense.
Just a couple of running backs and wide receivers.
That's it.
Okay.
You guys solved all the league's problems? We're good to go?
We're ready to roll.
I want to let you know we're up to 225 listeners.
Yeah, but how many were last week? I don't need a
about 36,
poll.
I believe.
36. That's only about 30 more than I anticipated.
And the guy from Singapore dropped off. I think he pretty much gave up on us.
He probably got censored.
I think he listened to week 5 and said, screw this.
He might be in jail. They're not allowed to
Well, we know it's
that.
Not Vince. We established that last week.
Oh. Did you see the end of the Penn State football game?
I did not.
Did you hear about the end of the Penn State football
game?
I took a nap. I was nursing a pretty severe hangover.
Were you drinking Lion's Head?
No. No,
are you
it
sure?
Was
because they are our sponsor.
It was Woodford at the time. And I woke up to my phone died in the middle of it, or of the game. I woke up and there was 50 text messages on my phone. All of them from Penn State related. So I never really understood.
Well,
I still didn't get the full rundown. What happened, Mike?
Basically, they, instead of running and kneeling, you know, before he scored a touchdown where they could have ran the clock out.
Like Todd Gurley.
Mm. Exactly. And it happened in
a
the
Gurley
NFL.
Move.
He scored, which gave them the opportunity to come down, score a 2-point conversion and tie the game. And they ended up losing in overtime.
That's coaching, right?
It is coaching.
That's players. Like, you gotta be aware of your game.
Well, I gotta point out,
like Gurley wasn't aware.
Yeah.
Well,
like
Gurley,
he's only been in the league.
Gurley, you could tell he thought about it right as he was falling into it.
Well, so did the Penn State guy. As soon as he stepped over the line, he like hesitated and like,
But I hate to say it. I mean, we didn't get it. We're not gonna get in these games right away. But that came down to the difference, I believe, between DFW and my heroes.
You know, I.
Oh my God.
That's a shame.
That trade.
Yeah, so we had two trades this week. You know, the league that no one can trade in. We had two come out. I mean, it's what, only week seven that we started seeing some trades? The first one was during the podcast. It went through. Joel and
I would have changed
DFW.
my pick of lock of the week had I known that trade had happened. Because
what was that trade again?
It was Bada Bing got A.J. Brown, and he gave up Gurley.
Dobbins.
And there was some other horseshit.
Yeah, some people thought that was kind of, I don't know, I mean.
Dobbins and Brown for Harry and Gurley?
Yeah.
That was it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just put down, like, who the hell is
after he
Harry?
Shot down Mike McCaffrey for.
Oh, I can't believe that. I love that. That was my favorite part of last week.
I think because Troy built up Metcalf so much.
Oh,
in
yeah.
Podcast,
hey, he had the
like
play of the week, man. When he ran down that interception.
Oh, yeah. Saved me.
Well, not that I needed the
Bubba.
That was the best play, I think.
Dude, you know what?
I'll tell you what, man. He is
motion.
A player.
He freaking went five. Every step, it was like 5 yards.
You're kidding.
I was watching. He'd take one step, and it would be.
And he's a big guy, too.
He's
not
like
a small guy.
I don't
could
think
not
that's
believe
right,
it.
Jerry. 5 yards and a step.
Oh, I believe it.
One,
I believe it.
One step, and, the next step, he went, it was 5 yards. Watch the replay.
That was,
I
you know, that's the reason why
I
still watch football. I mean, not for these bombs and not for the to see something like that go down. I was very happy to see. I was, and then you had the second trade. You want to go
before that?
Oh,
I did talk to Mike and Steve Hart, and they now agree that it would be uncivilized to continue in this whatever pathetic bet you guys have. And he's willing to call it off because
is that
because
right?
Yeah, I've discussed it with him, and I agree with him.
Oh, you're gonna you're gonna try to broker this
down.
Deal?
Yeah, you should back down.
Well, you know, when I talk to Hardy and when Hardy talks to
if he was any kind of a man, he would agree to it, and he did.
Hey,
and now what's happening here? What is happening?
Well, if Mike comes to me and Mike comes to me and presents it in that way, I will definitely consider it.
Get it in writing.
Okay.
Yeah, get it in writing. Yeah, then you had your trade today or yesterday? Yeah, last night.
Last night it happened, yeah. I traded Josh Allen.
So I got to play Brady again.
And Hunt.
Is that Mike or Kareem?
That's not Mike.
Kareem. That is a pretty fair trade.
It's Kareem Hunt, yeah. For Brady.
you haven't caught that.
Are you guys entertaining yourselves there? All right. So
is it Gabe? Did
Fournette.
Gabe Athouse said it was a good trade.
Hello?
I just got that. Oh, sorry.
Is this working?
Gabe called in and said it was a Gabe Bathhouse called in and said it was a good trade, Mike.
So who was it? Allen and
he's from Fort Zellers.
Allen and Hunt for Brady
and
Fournette.
And you know why I did this?
Because Tampa Bay's good.
Because I'm a matchup guy, and in the playoffs, God willing, I'll make it there. Brady,
wow.
Brady has
your team
Atlanta, Detroit, Atlanta.
Yeah. Surprised you, you know, with your Buffalo.
There's no honor there. He trades his quarterback away.
And you have to have a short memory and no honor in fantasy football, which is why I picked Juju Smith-Schuster.
Well,
the year after
you
he completely screwed me.
I never tried to.
You definitely confirmed that you have a short memory. That's for sure.
You know what?
Is this working?
But no disease apparently.
I hope
bringing
not.
That
I'm
up.
Sorry, did I interrupt
I
you?
I hope not.
Right. Okay.
I'm just glad that Mike finally admitted.
On air?
Has, yeah, on air that he has.
It was
kind of
sad. You know, I listened back to
and
that and I thought,
yeah,
man, I really, you
yeah,
know,
I was
thought.
Yeah, you were not
that.
Very sensitive to Mike.
I wasn't at the time, but when I listened back, I thought, wow, man, Mike really is. Think that he had, when he was almost in tears when he said he was almost breaking down saying, I might have a disease.
Yeah.
And that really touches me, Jerry.
I can't be that stupid.
You, but you kept questioning him. I'm like, oh
I know.
God,
well, I was very.
Break down and cry.
He's
yeah,
a bully.
You know.
I heard him sniveling.
So you blame me for just keeping at him like that. I was very.
Yeah.
I was very.
And you know what? Now I don't have harsh feelings towards that whole incident for when the
what
lineup
incident?
Wasn't put in because he had friggin' Alzheimer's.
There's a lot of incidents. Okay.
Now
oh.
I know why he didn't put it in because he
well,
forgot.
All these years you've been.
Why he forgot. It was Alzheimer's.
No, wait a minute. What happened? What happened?
See,
here?
He can't. Oh my God, he doesn't remember it now.
You don't even remember. You don't remember
all right,
the lineup incident. See what I'm talking about?
What happened?
I know exactly what you're talking about. It's okay, Mike. We'll rein this in. It's all right. Look, maybe you do have a disease.
There was a lineup problem?
Oh my God. The only forfeit of the league's history. We talked about it in podcast 4 when Cooch and Jerry were here.
I don't remember that.
All right. This is bad. It's worse than I thought, folks. And you know, maybe we should get. Do we.
Are we in Carlisle? This is a beautiful home.
You know, do we have a BCFL physician? Perhaps we should. Who's the closest thing we have to a doctor in the league? And don't say you.
I think it's Caitlin. Caitlin.
Oh, Morgani? Oh, that's true. Morgani.
Dr. Caitlin. Calling Dr. Caitlin.
Caitlin. So maybe Morgani needs to give you an examination or something.
No, it's Caitlin. I'm positive. No. Okay.
Okay. Well, all right. But
all right, Troy. We're almost.
Hey, I want to say one more thing about this week. I want to really say I'm sorry to hear about Emmett, man. Pets.
I appreciate that.
Pets are. No, I can't hear you, Jerry.
This microphone's right in my face.
I think you might have it off. You might have turned it off. There you go.
Oh, okay.
Now you're back
I
on.
I thought you were silencing my mic. You
no, your finger must have slipped on the button
all
there.
Right.
But no, I mean, I have a.
That's what she said.
I had a, you know, I have a strong, I have a soft spot for Boston's. You know that.
Yeah.
I miss mine tremendously.
Yeah, it was. It was very difficult actually because
yeah.
It was my mom's dog and it was another connection.
It's mm-hmm. part of the family then.
Well, it was
yeah.
a connection back to his mom too,
yeah.
which was, you know, it's
yeah.
it's sad and.
It was
sorry to hear that. And
today was better than yesterday. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at least you
did. Thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And hang in there.
I'm trying.
What else we want to talk about with this news of the week, Jerry? Can you please
no,
for the?
Now you just brought me down. I feel like crying right now. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You just got to talk a little bit closer into it.
How's that?
That's good, Jerry. Right? Can you do us all a favor and. Explain to the league what you're trying to do with these transactions
these
that you dropped.
These allegations of impropriety in the league.
Look, I know what I know exactly
drop
what you're doing.
My players.
No, I know what you're doing.
I don't understand. I don't know what I think.
I know what you're doing.
This is an outrage that I can't just drop players. It's my damn team.
If you look back at week one and you look
at
that Fab report. Jerry missed an opportunity to pick somebody up because he had the same player being dropped.
What?
The first time you had the same player listed as being dropped on two ads. The second ad you couldn't get because the player that you dropped beforehand made it void.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I know you're up to something,
I don't
man.
Know.
I'm going to get
everybody
to the bottom of this.
Everybody thinks there's some kind of conspiracy
oh, I know.
With
Jerry,
my news.
Jerry.
You know, I just dropped. Two players. Who the hell is going to pick up somebody that's out for the year or who hasn't caught
excuse
a
my
pass
friends,
in like
you don't,
3 weeks?
You don't take a leak without a memo or at least a plan to somehow
wow.
to somehow embarrass a league owner.
Wow.
Holy hell.
Wow.
No, I mean, I know you're cutthroat, but man, I know there's.
Yeah.
I know we're going to get to the bottom of this.
I was so sick.
He doesn't know how to use. On his phone, he's going to.
Well, honestly, Jerry, I would appreciate it if you would add and
later.
Drop at the same time. I got half the damn league breathing down my neck on this.
You don't need to.
Yeah, what
every
the
time
hell is
you
the
do,
problem?
Every time you do this, I got half the league texting me.
Well, you just tell them to shut your pie holes
well,
and let it go.
Well, I mean, it's unfair if they can't do it and you are.
What the hell? They can't do it?
They can do it. They can drop people. Listen, if I want
to
drop
just because
somebody,
I have the foresight to drop some crappy
so
players on my
can
team
I
before
can
I
speak?
Can pick somebody up.
See, I know exactly
see,
what you're
I
doing.
See, I can drop, and then when everybody does their shit, oops, excuse me, and does their moves, I can look and say, well, I have two open spots, and maybe I want to pick this guy up that got dropped, and now I have an open spot.
See, it's
spot.
A matter of when to drop them, though, because you're worried about your fab run.
I don't know. Look, you're giving me way too much credit. I'm not as smart as I look. Okay?
You got a disease too?
Yeah.
Troy.
I got a disease.
What's your
I don't
disease?
Know what the hell I'm doing. That's my disease.
All right. Well, look, then
listen,
I'm going to I mean,
you missed, you missed the biggest transaction of the week.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Can Jerry, before we go there, Jerry, can I get assurance that you're going to try to follow the rules that everyone plays by?
I can't make nothing's guaranteed in life, my friend. You should know that by now. I can
wow,
I'll try.
That was a cut. That was a boy. That was a low blow.
Mike,
thanks.
Can you back me up here? What the hell's going on?
What
you
are you
got
trying
my back
to say?
On this?
Yeah.
Right,
you don't know what the hell you're doing. I'm with you, Jerry. So,
see?
You
here
do
we go.
All right, Jerry. Well, there's going to come a time. The league's going to revolt on this. I'm telling you right now,
what's
and I'm going to have to.
What kind of unfair advantage do I have in doing that? And over other owners just because I want to drop two
because
players
when you're
that I'm going to drop.
Because
anyhow.
When your fab runs. None of your pickups will ever have the potential of being voided. Do you understand what I'm saying?
What's wrong with that?
No, I don't.
There's some situations have come up.
Yeah.
Follow me here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you had, in the case of what you were trying to do a couple weeks ago, I know we're getting into details here, but this is the kind of stuff that I have to,
oh,
this is the realm that I live in when I'm trying to figure out what people are doing.
Yeah.
So you were trying to drop a land. You were trying to pick up. You were trying to make two transactions that Fab report, but you had Landry dropping on both because you didn't know if the first one would go through if you didn't bid high enough. So you put the same player out there to drop. Now my point.
I
know that's
did
what
that
you're doing.
Again this week.
And what you're trying. How you're getting around that is you drop before you pick up. That way you're guaranteed never to kind of step
so
on your own feet.
So what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with
because
that.
you have to almost plan it, and every other owner does. Let's say you do get the first one. Now you have to make. Now you have to have somebody else to drop on the on the back one.
No.
Otherwise, it's going to be void because if it doesn't go through, if it goes through in the first one and you actually drop Landry, the next one you try to do will be void because you don't have Landry on your team anymore.
So I'm just screwing myself, not anybody else.
No, you're making sure your picks go through is what I'm saying. Whether or not
if you
win the bid.
What if he wasn't the highest bidder? Yeah. So
he's not the highest bidder, then nothing happens. But that's the thing. If you do win it, now you don't have – the Fab won't go through because you don't have somebody on the drop. You understand what I'm saying? If you put the same person on two bids to drop.
I did that this week.
Okay. Did you win the first one?
Yes.
Then you don't have to. Did you win the second?
I don't know because I didn't
you
care
didn't.
If I won the second.
Oh,
I wanted
no,
to win
no. I'm talking
one
about
of
two.
Them.
I'm talking about two different players you were trying to pick
so
up.
So
I did. I tried to pick up Dick Rodgers.
And the problem
Dick
is
Rod,
if you win both.
Richard Rodgers.
What I'm saying is if you were the highest bid on both. The second one would be voided because you don't have that player to drop. It was dropped on the first one.
Right, because he would be my second choice.
Well, then who would you drop on the second one?
You wouldn't because you got the player.
Yeah,
because
you
it
got
was
the
voided.
Player that you wanted.
You got the player
you wanted
the first time.
Yeah, the one that you wanted on the
you
first
could, you
pick.
Put multiple bids in. Doesn't matter how many there are. I mean, it doesn't stop when you win one.
What do you mean multiple bids for the
like you put a bid in for a kicker. You put a bid in for a defense.
Right.
If you win the kicker. You can also win the bid for the defense.
If it goes down the list and nobody
if you have the highest bidder. If you have the highest points that you bid
but
on.
But it has to go down the list.
No. It goes on points that you bid, not on the highest. And the only time it goes down the list is when it's a complete tie on the number you bid. If I bet 10 and you bid 10, that's the only time it goes to the list. You're thinking of the waiver process long ago. It goes down. The first thing that it looks at is how much you bid, like 10 points, 9 points, 8 points.
Right.
Right?
Right. So if I like
we're missing something. You're missing
something. I'm missing something.
Okay.
I'm with you.
Maybe I need to break out
understand.
Maybe I need to break out a whiteboard here for you guys after
yeah.
the podcast. But yes. we won't.
We're 20 minutes into this, Troy.
I'll break out the whiteboard.
We got 40 minutes then I'm turning the
mic. Either
mics
he's
off.
Either he's damn good at he's good at playing possum here or he's got all right.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
Go ahead, Mike. You were I cut you off. You said there was one more.
The best
transaction.
There was. My law firm.
There was.
Oh, I'm no insulting, Jerry. I'm just, you know.
The
I
best.
Start drinking again.
The most impressive pickup of the week was was the Mighty Heroes picking up Dak Prescott.
Yes.
They now have a keeper that they can keep in the sixth in Prescott. Because he was drafted in the ninth, I believe, or
and,
he
was as a matter of fact, a little, as a matter of fact, I was given a little. Actually, I was called by Carter on that, and to my credit, I didn't mention it to the league. As a commissioner, that's what I have to keep everything, confidential. And Carter called me that to make sure that if he did pick him up, he would indeed could possibly use him as a keeper if he wanted to down, next year.
Yeah, according to Joel's word,
that's correct.
Kept him.
Correct.
So it looks like Mahomes is going to be available next year because I would rather
they
keep
have
Prescott
to make a decision.
Yeah.
Well, they have to make a decision now if Mahomes is too high of a keeper.
Well, sure. Yeah, he's the first round.
And that's
in
exactly
the way he's
playing. I'll give Carter. Actually, and you know whose credit it belongs. Carter was the first to say it. It was Morganti's idea.
I didn't even
we're just trying to look
realize.
You remember
tell
him.
Me
you remember Mike or Steve, don't you?
Who?
Morganti. You remember him?
What the hell?
You miss him, don't you? You miss him. I know you do.
Yeah, we didn't have any baseball this year, so
I didn't realize
that was Morganti's.
I didn't even realize that Bing had just cut him.
I know.
But they have to make a decision.
But you know,
if
the Bing
mates keep Mahomes or Prescott next year. I mean, that's a no-brainer. Unless
for
can
who?
They trade Prescott?
Sure.
That person that gets him can use him as a keeper.
Absolutely.
So they can use him as a trade.
Would you keep Mahomes at one?
Mahomes in the first round or Prescott in the
sixth? Oh, that's that
it
first
moved up.
Round
yeah.
shit.
Yeah,
again.
See, now we're going into now we're moving into the first round, Jerry.
Jesus.
So you can see what their strategy is.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, it was Morganti.
Definitely wouldn't
but
give
I'll
Carter
hey,
the props for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, definitely
Morganti.
But, I will say something about Joel. He made some really good pickups this week, because he realized, did you see that hit on Dalton? Wow.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Teammates just stood there and like. Okay,
I haven't seen a hit like that in that. To me, that was uglier than Prescott's, broken.
I thought his head was.
His head looked like it was gonna like a pumpkin gonna smash.
Yeah. It was like a whiplash, and then.
Oh my god!
And then
the dude was like, "Why are you throwing me out?" He's like, "What? What am I getting thrown out for?" I'm like, "Oh my god, man!"
And McCarthy said, those guys should have came up and backed his ass up. Those linemen
those Cowboys.
They just stood there.
It goes
like,
to show you.
Cares.
I mean, I have, the team's a team, but historically speaking, the Cowboys have always been a circus, no matter who coaches them. It's always just been that kind of atmosphere there. But anyway, getting back to Joel, I thought he made some really good pickups, after Dalton. He got Higgins and he got the quarterback from the. Mayfield from the Browns. And they are. I mean. They're like 5-2 right now, and the dude just scored 5 touchdowns. They're looking
Who's
like
5-2.
The Browns.
Oh, all right.
And they're getting into shootouts every week. I think that was a really good. I think Joel bounced back pretty. Joel's one. I mean, Joel knows the game. I think he made a good recovery from losing. From he made the only thing that he may have gone for. He may have started Dalton 1 week when he shouldn't have. Yeah. Who knows? But anyway.
It's Mayfield.
So we got past another. Just we
got interceptions this week.
We got through the week, another COVID-free week. God forbid we get in that situation again. Looks like the NFL is kind of dialing in a little bit, so we're on a good momentum here.
Texas. Houston, they're on a bye and they have like 6 people or something.
Oh, I didn't hear that. When was this? Today?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Oh, they're on a bye though. That's good. Okay, perfect. But, like we decided last week, we're going to power through anyway.
Power through.
We already are, 7 weeks in?
That's
so.
Why you were saying that earlier.
Freaking power through.
Yeah.
I'm going to get Troy's shirt that has power through on it.
Hey, man. As long as it doesn't say come out of the gate. I got Mike, do we have any? Jerry, anything else we want to talk about this week? The comings and goings of this past week?
You mean
I thought it was a fun week.
Game-wise?
No. I mean, just news of the week, anything in the NFL,
yeah,
DCFL.
Yeah, that idiot for the Dodgers last night after
COVID
tested.
Holy shit. Then he comes back out with a mask.
Then he comes back out without a mask.
Turner.
And he's running around hugging dudes and taking pictures with them.
Well, it's been since the 80s since the Dodgers won. I mean, Chase Utley's probably cheering.
Stay
in the locker room. What a jackass.
Yeah. All right, that's baseball. Yeah, I'm good.
That's true.
That was just
What do you think, Troy?
Ridiculous.
Yeah, Mike, let's go into some reviews.
Reviews. Oh, that's on this side. All right. I got the reviews here. I'm ready.
Oh, go ahead.
I don't want to talk about my game.
You want to talk about Jerry's first?
I'm not the only goddamn one.
Mike, why don't you lead the charge here?
Well, since Jerry doesn't want to talk about it, we'll start with Jerry.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah.
Screw
oh,
you,
P4. P4 had 140.15 over the
God.
Big TDs. Jerry, can hold on your comments until I'm done reading my little bit here. Big TDs at 133, which is very good. Herbert. Now you got me saying Hebert.
Bobby Hebert.
Bobby Hebert's kid. It's Bobby Hebert's
Is it really?
Kid.
Herbert.
I'm kidding.
Herbert only had 62.95 points.
Yeah, that's it.
They also had Higgins, 16.8. Beasley, a 14.2 pickup off the waiver.
Freaking Beasley.
Washington defense.
He took a bad hit, too.
19. Where the big.
Just dropped them, too.
Not early enough.
Big TDs. Beckham got 0. He's out for the year with a torn ACL.
That sucks.
Cooper got 8.5, and he's going to struggle without Dak the rest of the year. You're going to be struggling.
Listen, I'm freaking 4-3. I'm not struggling, brother. I just picked up 3 wide receivers today. One of them at least catch a touchdown to help me out.
Well, that's more than my team.
I think that's a good pickup with Lazard for sure.
Yeah, I just picked him up.
Yeah.
He's coming back.
You're in first place in the division, so I mean nothing to panic about.
Is
God.
He?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ahead,
yeah, that division
is
completely a couple weeks ago they were like what?
Are you ahead of the B team? Did you beat them?
No, they're tied. They're both 4-3. And Heroes are actually 3-4 now. So
yeah.
If you look at divisions, it's the big old NFC South has the most competitive division right now in the NFC.
Is that ours?
That is ours, yeah.
I thought you'd fucking bring that up. Of course you would. Mr. I
Well, we both picked
I won the highest points 3 out of 7
we
weeks.
We both picked P4 to win, Mike.
Wilson.
So, we both picked that game, right?
Oh, we did.
We had a
We both picked P4.
That's correct. And we had a nice bounce back from that horrible week last week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we both picked P4. So, what's next, Mike?
There was another nail biter. Snipers and bailing outs.
Yeah, there were some close games this week.
Snipers had 110.8. The bailing outs, 109.4.
That was huge. I mean.
That's 12 yards there. We're talking 12 yards.
12 freaking yards.
Snipers got 50.
That's a good thing for when it comes to bailing out. I mean, I like to see them lose a game like that, especially because they are going to be, a thorn in our sides. They always will. And then,
What is it with you and bailing out?
I know, man. I'm sorry.
What is it? I don't get it.
It was a great win for the Snipers.
That is such a great guy.
He is. He's a competitor. I mean,
but
he just.
You hate his team.
No, no, I don't. He's a competitor. He, Ed just does.
Snipers did have 52.7 from Murray.
Murray was
50-pointer from a quarterback.
Dude, Murray was.
Tim, quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I think Murray's even better than. Looks better this year than Jackson did last year.
Kirk had 15.7, a little
like
combination there. And Gonzalez had 15. So those three players scored 72.7 points.
Claypool.
All in the Sunday night game.
How about
Claypool? Did he
zero.
Have like one catch?
Negative 2 yards.
Cool. What'd they bid on him? $50?
Yeah. Hey, well,
50
you know what? It was a good win for the Snipers,
he
though.
Did pick him up, before the 4-touchdown game, or was that after?
Yeah, it was after.
And by the way, I did pick the Snipers. You took bailing out, so.
Fuck. I lost this week then.
You did.
We were all the same except for that one.
Yeah. Well,
but your prejudice is getting in the way of your picking. You just had to go against bailing out.
My prejudice?
Yeah, I can't even say it.
What game's next, Mike?
We got the Bing and Imus. Bing at 128, Imus at 87.
Blowout.
Yeah.
This game was never in doubt.
Then
in
we have
opinion.
The B team, Brothers Grimm. I think the B team.
Oh, by the way, I took the Bada Bing.
Did you?
Yeah. You took.
You have these written down somewhere?
I do. I do, Jerry.
We keep the total, Jerry. We don't just wing nut
it. You don't
it.
Wing it like the podcast? Well, not you.
No,
you
I don't wing
notes.
Nothing.
You
I
got friggin' notes.
I do nothing all
You're
day.
You're very studious.
But
studious.
That's right. I was an honor student in high school.
In Stroudsburg.
No, I said, yes, Your Honor.
I find that extremely. You know, I went to the same high school as you, same year. I find that extremely hard to believe.
You missed the fucking joke, buddy.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
I said, yes, Your Honor, no, Your Honor.
Oh, sorry, I did miss. I was
looking at his copious.
I was adding
notes
up our stats
over
here. So yeah, Imus, you took a tough loss there for you. You got three losses in a row now. And then you trade your quarterback. I guess
team.
You do. You got to do what you got to do.
I got to keep up with the Keeners, and my team wasn't cutting it. So there's going to be more heads. More
is
heads.
That why you made the trade?
Okay, where are we going
you
next,
think
Mike?
Your team was
because there's some. So
that's
some
why
news.
You made the trade.
I wanted Brady in that playoff schedule.
Man,
every game
Brady,
is.
I forgot about that.
No,
that goes
the playoff
way back.
Schedule.
I
wouldn't if he didn't have his playoff schedule.
You love Tom Brady.
Oh, he
you
does.
You love Tom Brady.
Let's go to the B team and the Grimm. this was kind of a controversial game. The B team once again considers themselves being screwed by the system. This should have been brought up on the news of the week, but Higby.
Who I dropped the previous week and saved me from being eliminated from the pool.
You guys know that it's been years since we got rid of the.
Sucks.
It's been probably 10 years, maybe even longer, that we got rid of the ability to do ad drops during the week. We always know that ad drops are cut off at 1 o'clock on Sunday. They don't reopen until.
That wasn't the
Tuesday.
Reason. Well, you have to keep them a fucking week, don't you? Isn't that a fucking rule? You got to keep
somebody
we got
rid
you
of that.
Pick up?
No, we got rid of those. Those were long
thank
ago.
Thank God. I thought that
no.
was.
No.
That
no, the reason he was upset is because he couldn't. He had Higby going in Monday night. Did
well,
not
I was
know.
Aware.
But it was like one of those game.
Time decisions.
Game time decision. He got scratched and then couldn't pick up the backup because. Once you get into that 1 o'clock to Tuesday, you can't make any moves.
Who's the backup? That's that.
It was Everett.
Everett.
Yeah.
How many points did he score?
He scored a touchdown.
Did he really? It would have made this. Would have made it.
He scored a touchdown.
Would it have made the this?
I don't know. What was? I don't know. What
he would.
You know what? I'm
going to
check that. Let's check because Mike was really pissed. And
that's probably why Cooch couldn't. Remember, I told you that Cooch couldn't pick up.
Yeah, that's exactly why. I mean, everyone knows that. You know this. You can't make waivers during when the game starts.
I thought it was before your game started, before that player started.
What
I thought.
No.
Well.
No, you can make substitutes.
I would like
your,
to propose a rule
you can change it. Oh, my God.
Year.
Dude, we can. If we open up that can of worms again, forget about it. How many? We're
gonna have
that.
To call Rutherford.
Nobody's putting in this freaking. Put on the message board, nuts. Don't you remember Miles Gate?
Oh, that was great.
Miles Gate is what started all this. That's been at least 10 years. We're not going. We're not opening that. That
who's
can of
Miles?
Oh, Austin. Oh my. Here's
Austin
disease
Miles.
Again. Austin
Miles.
For Cowboys.
Miles Austin.
Yes,
Miles
that's.
Austin.
We're not
Austin.
Even going to go down that road. Jerry remembers exactly what I'm talking about.
I've
this is exactly why we. It's why we. No, he was drunk and just threw Miles in there. No one even knew what the hell it was. No position, no team, nothing.
It's like, what the hell is this?
And, okay, so that's why. But anyway, you know, this hardly ever happened. I don't even know if it's ever happened before, but Hardy's all bent out of shape.
Yeah.
Always feels like
well,
he's.
To be honest, we should change that. We should change that.
Yep,
I mean
next year.
You should
yep.
be. I mean, if you're a player,
you
what the hell happens
to.
To, you know, if he slips in the shower in the morning?
Well, there is some additional tweaks we can. I mean,
I say we do it next
we
year.
Can look into it.
I know there's a thing where I'm in another league where you can drop that
no,
player.
We don't want to hear about other leagues.
No, but, I mean, you can do it on this one. You can drop that player, but you have to pick up somebody in that
game.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and I know there's some tweaks within that the
or
waiver
a game
process.
That hasn't started yet.
You know, but it all has to kind of fit into CBS's, you know.
Game.
But, okay, we could, you know. I
it's Sunday night.
I'm totally open to putting that as our first possible rules. Let me make a note of that.
Table it.
Table that note.
What should we call this?
Anyway, the B team there had Rodgers had 44.15. That's for the Grimm. Eagles 12.
What was his score?
It was 84.7, which just eliminated them by like very because I had 87, so it was like 23 yards.
They still would have lost even with that dude catching a touchdown. So
yeah, but they would
much.
Be in the elimination pool.
That's what he's more pissed off about.
I didn't even know.
He will take the loss this week. It's the fact that he's out of the.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah,
I was checking that every minute up till the game.
Because he would have been the other one out. It was only 3 points.
2 weeks in a row. Yeah,
now, Everett did get over three.
Yeah,
so
should be touchdown.
So, yeah, I mean, feel bad for the Hearts. I feel bad for the B team. But that's the breaks. I mean, we all play in the same system. We all play by the same rules.
Yeah, poor B team. They do have Elliott, and he's really struggling without Dak. And after all that.
It was, you know.
I'd wave him.
It wasn't, you know.
He should. Somebody will pick him up, and then they'll feel like a bomb.
But you have to remember, this wasn't a CBS problem. This was a roster problem. That team.
CBS problem, Jerry. Did you try to check your score at all?
That team.
FCBS.
Did you
try to check
your score in the first half hour of the 1 o'clock game?
Nothing.
Did you happen to want to do some write-ups, say, Tuesday morning at 5 o'clock, and it had everybody as fucking zeros and a tie?
What the?
All right, he's on a tangent.
We
let's go.
We need to change.
So,
we need to change.
Mike, I think we both picked the Grim on that, and we both won that game. Oh no, I actually took the B team. Actually, it was my only loss of the week. I was 5-1,
and I was 4-2.
You
so
were 4-2.
I took B team also.
So the last game, so B team's eliminated from the elimination pool. Do you want to talk about that? You want to talk about the last game?
What's that? The Heroes?
We already did. No, we didn't talk about the Heroes. Another game that came down the Monday
night. Who
wants
to talk about the Heroes?
Can you believe DFW is 3-4?
Who picked that? Oh, you
we
also
both
did. That's
we
bullshit.
Both picked DFW.
You're picking first because I'm tired of getting screwed.
All right. But if you look at his line, he's got a really solid lineup. And then it came down to Gurley, who he just got from the Bing, threw him right in there.
Yeah.
And Gurley, you know what? He made that trade. I'll give Scott credit. He made that trade, and boom. If he didn't make that trade, he would have lost. So you got to give him credit.
So that's good Gurley fell in.
It was good.
Enzo
it was good general managership. I'll give Scott credit. He is in the thick of it. Oh yeah, it was totally on that Gurley play.
The Heroes get screwed
and
by a guy falling into the end zone
absolutely.
And get screwed with Westbrook taking a knee at the one.
Yes. But they still had a chance on Monday night.
And the Heroes did not start the Kansas City Chiefs defense. It only scored like 40 points or something.
I'm telling you one thing right now. If it comes down to the Heroes not making the playoffs, this is going to be the week they look back on and say, this is the painful one of the year.
You know what I don't get is why people pick up players, defenses, kickers, whatever the hell it is, and they don't start them.
Yep, I agree.
You know, why would you pick it up?
Maybe they're trying
like
to
the defense,
keep it. Maybe they're trying to keep that.
Kansas City defense blows. Why would you even pick him up if you weren't going to play him that week?
I've seen people pick up players
up?
To kind of screw other teams.
Did they
though?
Have them?
I think they might have had them because they have the Steelers. That's who they probably started.
I thought
week.
You said they picked them up.
No, I said they were on their
never come on,
the
Jerry.
Bench.
Damn it!
All right, what's the last
the
game of the week
ass.
We didn't talk about?
That would be the best team in the league. It's got to be the number one power. Right?
Thank you. Thank you.
When
very
you
much.
Win 3 out of 7 weeks of the fucking high.
Who are we talking about?
Talking about the Bulldogs.
Oh, wow! It's hey.
However, I would not count on it too many more times because the reason Metcalf did not score any points is because he's their number one wide receiver, and they had Patrick Peterson on him. And put their scrub
well, I'll
on
take
Lockett.
I'll take 50 on a wide receiver.
Lockett.
But
hey,
those,
look,
hey man, those throws.
I just
want to
say one thing.
Are outstanding.
Just want to say, like I said, we can't
right
get
into his hands.
I'm just trying to not build him up as much.
I do want to
build him up because then he breaks
just
down.
Just
want to
say that. I just want to say, you know, hey, I don't. Like I said a couple weeks ago, I don't get too high. I don't get too low. But
you're pretty goddamn high.
Oh no, I'm not. I mean, hey, I wish. I only wish it was week 17 or week 16 at this point.
Don't say that 17.
You know, I want to make sure that I point out that the quarterback that I faced outscored Wilson. He had 54 points, and so I won that way as well. I'm appreciative of winning for the third time, the highest score of the week. I've never won highest score. But I also want to point out before the season started, I said I would donate.
Didn't you want to donate?
I would donate
money to what?
I'm donating it back to the league.
back to the league.
Yeah, the league has zero operational funds to pay for, like, the
all the
draft
stuff that
locations.
You paid for.
Yeah, yeah, the
just
stuff
keep
that I'm.
It.
You're donating it to yourself.
Write yourself
well,
a check
I'm
to yourself.
I'm giving it to the, I'm giving it to the treasurer.
Troy Keener.
I'm giving it to the treasurer, Mike Hart, and he can do with what
you
he needs.
You might
need
never
it.
See that money again.
Well, whatever
Troy,
it is.
Do you remember the beginning of the year, like week one? You said, what teams do you like?" And I said, "In the NFC was you and I."
I do remember that. Yeah.
And I said.
You said I would go as far as Bell would go. Now Bell is back.
That's true. I did say that. And now you have a chance to go somewhere because he wasn't going anywhere
with the Jets.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I hope you start him this week.
I definitely will.
Because he's having a little little revenge game there at the Jets.
So
Kansas
Mike,
City.
Yep, yeah, oh, definitely in my he's definitely
I
my starting
him.
Lineup. So Mike, I was 5-1, I guess, as I mentioned. You were 4-2. Now that brings us back to an this
we're
brings
even.
Us back to even again for the entire year at 14-16.
Well, wait till you hear this week's picks because they're going to blow your mind.
Wow.
So we get
right
into preview week 7?
Let's go.
The preview.
Let's do it.
Preview. Because we are, you know,
we're
40 minutes into here.
We're 41 minutes in. Let's do previews, Mike. We got no call-ins today. Gabe Athaus out in Fort Zellers only had his only comment was
Gabe Athaus.
Gabe Athaus.
I know that guy.
I used to play basketball with Gabe.
I went to school with him.
No, I played pickup basketball at Fort Zellers with Gabe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Shirt skins?
No, it was Yingsty, no Yingsty.
Hey, speaking of. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Where
would you like to start, Troy?
Tell you what. Mike, let's start with the Bulldogs and the Reaper. Let's just get out of the way. Right now, I hate to say this. I can't.
Bulldogs and the Reapers.
Snipers.
I can't believe what I'm seeing here.
I was
going
to say snipers.
Oh, sorry. Jeez. I just played the
Reapers.
Reaper.
Sweepers, snipers.
I can't believe
thing.
I'm seeing this, but I.
Oh, my God.
I have an 82%. I'm an 82% favorite right now.
Freaking.
I'm going to go out on a limb.
Oh, man. I've never seen a favorite
I'm
this high.
I'm going to call this the lock of the week.
45-point favorite.
Go with the Bulldogs.
All right.
And they have a chance to go an unprecedented 4-8 weeks with the high score.
Hey, man, you know, I.
And the Snipers don't have Murray.
Well, every game counts.
Tough break for you, huh?
One game at a week. One game at a time.
Yeah.
I'm not looking ahead, Mike. I'm just right now, as Belichick would say, you know, hey, we're just going to talk about the Snipers. That's it.
Snipers have 3 wins.
Yeah.
Three
I'm going to take the Bulldogs, too.
Yeah.
I like that Bell's going back to KC.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm very healthy. I don't plan on making any
you
moves.
You keep saying that. You know that's going to screw you.
I got.
You can't stay healthy.
I got Koo back.
Football.
My kicker back, Koo. Young man,
yeah.
Koo.
Yeah,
Young-ho.
You got what?
Young Ho Koo.
2 points
I
last
was,
week.
I know. Bitch. I made the mistake of keeping him in the lineup. One bridge too far, but that's all right. I'd need a kicker.
No.
Let's go to
you
Bing in the Baylen. Let's go to
the tight end. You don't need a kicker, a
you
defense.
Hey, man, you played
receivers.
These guys. Hey, we all play each other once, so that's all I'm saying.
You know what, though? You've been stepping in shit with your schedule.
Oh.
I got to tell you that. You are lucky with your scheduling. That's all I got to tell you.
Okay.
I'm done. That's my pick.
Wow. Well,
I'm just glad one of those two losses was to me.
Was it?
Yes, it was.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I
when Josh that. Allen was actually throwing touchdowns.
It was a close game, though.
So I don't have him anymore, so
that's
I'm not
good.
Worried about
you
it.
You have your man.
Bada bing and bailing out. What do you think, guys? Jerry, do you want to weigh in on the Snipers and Dogs?
No.
Who do you think?
Wow. 45-point favorite. Jesus. Let me think about it.
Kick
the Dogs.
All right. Who do you like in the Bing and bailing?
Bing.
Well, I know who you're taking.
Bing is 4-3, bailing out 3-4.
Let me check.
I'm
going to
go with the Bing.
Mayfield against the Raiders.
I'm going to go with bailing out. I got Tannehill at Cincy. Got to like that. Goodwin and Gronk at the Giants. Bing does have good wide receiver matchups again with Adams. Doesn't matter who Adams plays, but he's playing Minnesota. So that sounds like a friggin' score.
I love the Higgins pickup, man. I think Higgins was, I mean.
A.J. Brown at Cincy. Well, you're a big Cleveland Browns
fan.
Yeah,
I know. He's got the combo now.
The Baker, yeah. That should tell you how far that's going to go. Yeah. Baker, Higgins.
Okay. Maybe sit him on the bench by next week.
And Jerry, who do you like?
I don't know. I'm going to have to go with your nemesis there and bailing out.
So what, you went with Bing just because you hate bailing out?
Oh, no, I think Bing's going
to
beat him.
Yeah, okay. That you seem to always go against him every week, but
no,
this week is different.
Now let's go with the B team and the Pinnacle Four. Right now we're looking at a heavy favorite on the B team side, 68% favorite.
What?
21-point favorite.
Are you kidding me?
Doesn't look like Cooch has really filled out his lineup really too well. He's got a bye in this starting, so that's going to level up a little bit. Right now he's got McKissick in, so I'm sure he's going to make some moves there. So it's not really that,
he's
you know.
Missing a flex.
I love how he's got Stafford, though. I think.
Not this week, buddy.
Yeah, I know, but I think that the B team's come down to earth a little bit, but they still think that Stafford is the right call.
I'm going to go with P4. I think it's going to be very close. I'll take P4 because he's on a roll. He's won, what, 3 in a row or something?
Yes. He's looking good.
Herbert's playing incredible.
And Thomas is out again.
Kittle is at Seattle. Is he? I don't know if that's Stefan.
Yeah,
he's out again.
He wasn't practicing, they said, again with his hand.
Well, he did.
I mean, they get Eckler and Thomas back.
He did hurt
back.
His hand and after now he punched his teammate in the face.
Tell him to take the helmet off.
I don't know. I think the B team's going to bounce back.
I think B team has bad matchups. Elliott at Philly's not good. Connor at Baltimore. McLaurin's on a bye. No.
Jerry, who do you like?
I'm going with P4.
I don't know. Stafford ball against Indy at top defense.
Top defense that got lit up by Jacksonville?
Yeah, first game of the year, bud.
So what does that fucking mean? Who have they played since then? Fucking nobody.
The fuck do I look like? Encyclopedia of scheduling?
Jimmy the Greek over here.
I can tell you right now who they play.
Yeah. Jerry, who are you going with?
Who'd you go with?
P4. He went with P4.
I went with
P4. I'm going with B team.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the heroes and the grim. Right now, this is, to me, this looks like the game of the week.
This is the game of the week.
Absolutely, game of the week.
Heroes? What the hell?
We're right now, it's almost dead even. It's a dead even tie. Yeah. Heroes are 48%, beat grim are 52.
I'm going with the heroes. This is going to be a shootout.
The Grimm's banged up. They're banged up. Go ahead, Mike.
All right. I like Mahomes and Hill against the Jets. Of course, they also last week like Allen against the Jets. That didn't work out.
Cup's playing better, too.
Rodgers for Grimm against Minnesota is also really good. I think Cook's supposed to be back. That'll help Grimm. But I'm still going to go with the heroes.
Okay.
Think the heroes, this is their time. The pull it to 4-4.
Okay. I'm going to agree with you, Mike. I think that the
then you know what? You're supposed to go first. This is how.
Yeah, I told you.
Bullshit.
You fucking fell for it again. Commissioner worked this Svengali.
I just think that I think that they got three major players in the Grimm's lineup are Jones, and Cook.
Sounds like
all
kind of
banged up.
Jones and Cook.
Huh?
Jones and Cook are going to play.
Yeah, I know, but they're all banged up. I think that you're going to see less carries or less reception. I don't know. I think that I still think it's almost worse, in my opinion, to have a nagging injury than an injury that you know you're out. In my opinion, I'd rather have somebody out that I know I can start somebody. They're dealing with three of that same situation. And I think at least one of those three is going to come back to beat him, to bite him. I'm taking the heroes.
Beat
Jerry?
Him, bite him. I don't know. Wow.
He said Biden.
I did not say that. I'm going with the Grimm. I don't see how the hell the heroes are scheduled to have.
Jerry is going with the Grimm.
111 points.
Here's a good game. DFW and Big TDs. Wow. Mike, CBS is calling
upset.
This one's even calling. They're calling even closer. 49% to 51%. Jerry, you're 1% favorite.
It went from a -7, I think, this morning to now he's favored -1. What the hell just happened in
four or five weeks ago, people were saying this guy was only going to win one game.
That was probably me. Now I said two games.
I said two all year.
When did he get Corey Davis? Another good pickup.
Oh, he picked him up a wall. I think he picked
Corey
him up
Davis.
As a free agent.
I love Corey Davis.
Corey Davis sucks balls.
I love Corey
balls.
Davis. I always did.
But in this game, I'm going to go with the DFW.
If I didn't have such good receivers, I'd pick him up myself.
You could trade for him.
I don't
trade
know.
Who are you going with, Troy?
Try to get Metcalf.
Who are you going to go with? The big TDs, the returning champion.
Well, you know,
4-3.
Jerry's gonna put DFW. Jackson in. You're not going to keep Bridgewater in, are you, Jerry?
Well, fuck no,
fucking
he's not
no.
going.
That's against Atlanta. Steelers are going against
Steelers,
Baltimore.
That's
tough,
you
dude.
Might have a tough call there.
I'm still on the fence.
You're gonna sit. You're gonna sit. He's
is
gonna
against Atlanta.
Hey, I don't think. I don't. Bridgewater is scoring points.
But I don't know. It's supposed to rain, so I don't know. The
Thursday night
shitty.
Game too. Do you really want those? I hate those Thursday night games.
Yeah. You know, sometimes they just take a shit on you when you Thursday nights. It's like 10-6.
Who are you going?
The game.
Who are you going, Troy? Who are you gonna go?
Troy.
This is a tough one, man. This is a real tough game to call.
Do it.
I think Jerry's going to lean on Kamara this week. I'm taking the big TDs.
Woohoo! I'm taking DFW.
Of course.
Holy
you are.
Cow! Are you serious? All right, yep. Jerry.
He must be
said
trying to work
Jerry
a trade with
initially
him next week.
Thought about
it's
it.
Buttering him up.
You look at it, you're like, it's got to be the big TDs. And then when you start to analyze it,
analyze.
Jerry's got some bad matchups, like you said. Jackson at Pittsburgh, Kamara at Chicago. That's not like anything good. Cooper at Philly.
I think Jerry
Gibson and Fuller on buys. Beckham out for the year. Are you kidding me?
Beckham.
Boom!
He's
Jerry,
gone.
I think.
DFW, more complete team with Gurley. I'm going with them.
F Gurley.
And Jerry, you're going with.
I'm going to stay.
With the big TDs?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the big TDs. They're an awesome team. They're very underrated.
Their ownership sucks.
Their owner he's second in the coaching rating. He's beyond phenomenal. He's like Lombardi and Belichick put together.
Last game we have to talk
frickin'
about
hybrid.
Here
is the Imus and the Reaper.
Oof.
Oh, wow.
Hey,
who are you going to
go
with, Troy?
I'll take the Reaper.
Okay.
You didn't even – what do you – you got to analyze it. You don't just
I'm
throw that out
Now,
there.
I think it's kind of –
analyzing.
It's kind of
–
how do you feel
not
about, like – I'm making this trade yesterday, and now, boom, you got to fight. You got to go right up against.
You got to go right up against
your
quarterback.
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
How do you feel about that?
I would have preferred to wait till after this week.
What if it comes back to smack you in the face? What do you think?
Well, there's a good chance. Hunt is, like, supposed to get 19 points, according to them.
Oh, shit, you're right.
And I traded him because.
You know what?
I'm not playing for this week.
I'm
playing for the whole shit. Bang.
Okay, now we have a 1-6 team.
Now, when the Bucks are up by 50 at halftime,
how do you
and
feel
Brady's on the bench, you're going to be kicking yourself in the balls.
Who says I'm going to start Brady?
You're
just
a matchup.
Traded for this
dude.
Guy.
He's going to start Wentz. That's right.
Mike, how do you
Never
feel
mind.
About? Mike, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How do you feel about a 1-6 team, who's you're an underdog to?
I believe I'm going to lose. I'm going to pick them. I'm going to pick the 1-6 Reaper.
Oh, my God.
Reapers.
I have not won anytime I picked May, and I will not pick me again this year.
I would never pick you either.
So is McCaffrey coming back?
I fucking hope so.
Because that could be.
I hope it's one or the other.
He's not coming back, dude.
No. I think he is.
Against Atlanta? They don't need him.
Oh, yeah. They're
right.
So goddamn good as they are. They don't need McCaffrey.
Well, Mike, I'm sorry to tell you this, but I'm going with the Reaper myself.
You know what? You're a dick.
Put me down for the Reapers.
I got you down for the Reaper.
Thank you.
Clean sweep. Good.
Clean sweep by the Reap.
Well, it's time for the memory. Do we have a memory this week?
Oh, hey, you know what? I was very touched by your story of you saving Yingsty's life.
Really? That was the second time
pulling
I did.
The chunks of vomit out of his throat, giving him mouth to mouth.
No, I didn't give him mouth to mouth.
You didn't give
him. I just rolled
his. You
I just
mouth to mouth.
I just pushed his. I just pushed him in the shoulder and moved him over.
We do have a special guest, and I bet the special guest has a memory he would like to share.
Jerry, what's your favorite
of
BCFL film memory?
The BCFL.
Yeah, let's face
it.
I can't remember what day it is.
Do you remember when we?
Oh, you're gonna bring
wanted
it up.
To get tattoos after.
That was at that was at Morgantown, right?
That's when Ed. We went to Ed's one of Ed's.
Oh my God, I was crushed.
Place.
Yeah. We called that dude out in Birdsboro or something that I knew. He was having a tattoo party. We almost went.
I would have went. I don't know. I have no idea what I'd be wearing on my skin right now.
I almost went too. I don't know what the hell
you're
happened.
Like, let's get
let's
tattoos.
Go. I remember.
What after what draft was that?
That was at Ed's old restaurant place in Morgantown.
Oh, yeah, you know
what the hell was that called?
Oh, the clubhouse.
The clubhouse. Was that the clubhouse?
Yeah. No, it was the whorehouse.
The whorehouse. That was another.
Was that after the clubhouse?
Yeah, that was
draft. Dude, you know what? That just brought. You know, I like I said, guys, I didn't have much to prepare. I didn't really prepare much at all for this week because I was dealing with some work
issues.
That's
shocking. Shocking.
No, my head's kind of still
really
spinning.
Surprised.
I don't even know if I'm out of the.
No, you're not. You got. They got to.
But
you back
it reminds
in.
Me of, you know, I can kind of. I'll just go on. I'll just kind of.
That was
ad lib.
That was the. One where somebody was looking at porn.
Oh my God!
On a computer.
Shit, that's Mike Miller. Yes.
Yeah. Whose computer did he have?
That's what I was
going to
tell you.
Computer.
Look, that was the night. Remember?
Pornhub or something.
Yeah, that was. That was. Here's where I'll start.
I remember parts.
Look, I'll get. Let me try to filter that. Let me try to break this down.
How do you spell that?
Let me try to break.
P O R.
So that was, let me just sum it up by, that was the hurricane draft. Okay, remember?
No, was it? No.
Yes, it
was,
because
no,
Mike Miller was so screwed up.
It was the second, draft? Maybe it was, I can't remember.
No, because we had to take him home, remember? Do you remember the hurricane night and what happened?
Yeah, that's that one I remember.
Do you remember what happened?
Because we went with Morgan and his freaking little Toyota truck.
And who else was in the car with us?
Me, you, and
Mike Miller.
Yeah, he was giving me purple nurples.
We
I was ready to punch him in the face.
We were going to
there
get
was
tattoos
now
in
my
truck.
That was the next one.
Oh.
That was the one
that
after
was
that.
Well, it's not a good memory if you're confusing
number one,
two of them.
That was the what? Does anyone remember the hurricane? Was it Hurricane Sandy?
That's
the
one.
That's when Rutherford could make.
He
it
won,
did
didn't
he?
The,
yeah, he won.
Didn't
he
win
year.
From calling?
Esther Lee. Let me try to break this down. Okay, it was. Let's see. Hurricane coming through. We almost didn't. We almost thought about. Didn't we almost cancel the draft? I thought we.
No, it didn't start yet.
That a
so
song?
We
it was a nasty kind of day.
Like a hurricane.
Oh well,
Rocky like a
Rutherford
hurricane.
Said. No, I'm not coming, right? So Esterly, if I remember right, Esterly stood there next to the phone.
Yeah, and did
and
his
God
draft
bless
form.
Tom, you know, Tom.
Tim.
Or
let's
Tim.
Get his name right.
Tom
it's
wasn't
Tim.
A single owner at the time. He was still with the Brothers Grimm.
He was
Grimm.
Married. Yeah.
And he stepped up
I think he's still
and
married.
Was the and was the play-by-play of the draft to Rutherford. Like you said, Rutherford ended up winning the damn thing.
Yeah.
But when we
Tim some
I
cut
came
in that,
that was the year wins. I came down there with I drove down there with Morgani. Now, Morgani's truck was a damn
near. He's like, I'll give you a ride home. It's a damn two-seater.
Oh, it's a small truck.
Yeah,
Nissan.
It's a
very.
Nissan,
we're talking
Toyota.
Datsun, something. So
if I knew that, I would have went home.
It started, the weather got progressively worse and worse and worse as the night went on. And we didn't leave.
No, we were there drinking, and we were going into the bar. And somebody's
it was
looking at porn.
And yeah, we walk into the bar.
Computer.
And I look over, and there's Mike Miller with a laptop.
Hey, you came out with, like, two trays of
and
shots.
No,
I bought one, too.
Yeah, I bought that.
I came out to get one, and they were freaking gone.
What were they? Remember those? we had a special
remember.
Shot. To, oh,
kamikaze.
Was kamikaze? No, I thought it was something else. No, we got car bombs.
Car bombs?
We got car bombs from everybody.
I don't remember. I know I went to get one, and the damn tray was empty. It's like, you sons of bitches.
I remember. That was one. I don't
it
think I've ever seen
tray.
You more drunk than that night.
Dude, I was drunk
the whole time.
Jerry,
tray.
That's probably the worst
tray
I've
was gone.
That's probably the worst I ever saw you.
I don't know. It was pretty bad.
You weren't there the night he blew out a candle and put wax all over his face because he blew too
oh
hard.
My God.
Oh, my God.
That was at home.
So, anyway, let's get back to the draft. yeah, that's bad. that,
hey,
let's table that one.
Face.
That's a pretty good story.
I waxed my face.
Wow. So, after, yeah, we had those carts of.
My sweatshirt and my jeans.
I bought a round of, it was. Yeah, because we were into that Irish shit for a while.
We were buying shots and drinking.
We were getting carts in there, and then that's when Joel's whispering in my. Joel realized that I was getting screwed up, and then he started whispering in my ear. This is back when.
Sweet nothings.
No, this is when. This was back this when we were like heavily into the Sopranos, and we still are. But then, you know, Joel, he kept going back to this one restaurant clip where one of the one of the Sopranos characters was given shit to the
I
restaurant
it was
owner.
Soprano.
Yeah, Sopranos character. So Joel would be like, whenever Ed would come into the the area there with a tray of shots, Joel would be like, look. And I so Joel was like egging me on, knew I was wasted.
Yeah.
And I was doing the whole Tony Soprano, like, what the fuck's your problem? Like, you believe the balls in this prick? And Ed had no idea what the hell, why I was so upset, and why I was screaming at him for the service and all this stuff. And it was all just an act, a Sopranos act. And Ed's
serious.
Like, what the hell is wrong with you, Keenan? Yeah. And every time he'd answer me, like, you believe the balls in this prick?
So I kind of remember that.
Yeah.
I
had Ed going in so many different directions. But then after we had all those shots, we kind of like filtered out.
Bar.
We went into the bar area,
the bar.
And there I look over. It's Mike Miller on a laptop with.
And it wasn't
basically
even his, was it?
That's it. It wasn't even his. He saw someone's laptop on the bar, decides to go to Pornhub.com. And then the bartender, whoever's laptop it was, got really pissed.
Yeah.
We had to leave. Like, they're like, look, you guys got to go.
Yeah,
even Ed was like, look, this is bullshit. But Mike could barely even stand up. If you remember, he was his
is that the one that wore a dress, or was it?
Yes,
his brother?
It was, he wore a dress.
It wasn't Paul.
No, it wasn't Paul.
It was Mike.
When he stood up from the bar, his eyes rolled back in his head.
Yeah,
and like,
dude, I remember.
And then like we got it.
Dude, he laid across both of us.
Oh yeah, and then you couldn't drive either.
No, I got in the
so
car. Morgani,
here it is, Morgani,
guys,
and God bless
you
Steve.
You
know what?
Ride home,
you
and
give
then he pulls up in this little two seat thing.
Goddamn give Steve all this. We give Steve a lot of shit, but you know what? He saved
he's
our
a
ass.
Good guy.
He saved our ass in the middle of a hurricane, and the weather was getting bad.
Yeah,
and it was coming. The rain was sideways.
We couldn't see when he's driving.
And yeah, Mike Miller. I sat on your lap. I think if I remember correctly.
I don't remember. I know he kept trying to fucking give me
it.
Purple nurples.
I sat on
like,
your
nap. I'm gonna punch you if you do that one more time. He started laughing.
And
he was trying to do.
I literally had the. I had and Morgani was changing the gears in between my legs pretty much.
Yeah.
Until
changing the gears.
Oh yeah,
in between
dude.
My
you
legs.
Try to imagine
he's
four guys in about 3 feet wide. This truck was
purple,
literally
purple nurples.
Good times.
And the rain was coming in so bad that remember it was coming in the back
he was
window.
Leaking, he had
so
that little slide.
Everybody got it was coming in the back window. And then we dropped off Mike first. I don't even know how
even
we
know where he lived.
I had no idea where we were.
He's like, I don't Morgani know where I'm going.
Usually does not drink. So
oh no, no, he doesn't. But
know.
We had
was
he knew
and he didn't
where
get
he
didn't
going.
Get mad. He never got mad. But we had no idea. Mike could not even really say where he lived.
Yeah,
Jerry, am I wrong?
No,
we went around
like
for 2 hours.
Or
yeah,
sister-in-law or I don't know where the hell he wanted to get dropped.
He's like, I can go over. Like what?
Yeah. We finally found it.
And literally, it's only it turns out it was only 5 miles away from the clubhouse.
Jesus, yeah. That's after he drove around the woods.
And then we get back to your place.
Yeah, I got
you were in bad shape.
I caught hell for that. I didn't even know if I
was
getting
Was your
in.
Door locked? Could you get in the house this
that
time?
That was the other time. That was the next draft.
And then the weather.
After I got locked out.
And that's when the weather started getting really bad. Because
yeah, you had to drive you home.
And then we went over the mountain there in Adamstown. And I'm telling you right now. There was trees and shit falling. We had to turn around on multiple roads because there was trees down. You know where the State Hill Road there at the Wernersville State Hospital? We tried to come down off that mountain down into Wernersville.
That's not State Hill Road.
Oh, whatever. Right, you know what I'm talking about, that big mountain there. We had to turn around and go all the way back towards Chit Chat and come down Galen Hall Road. There was trees coming down everywhere.
Oh,
I mean, I was never that time I was sobered up. I mean, my entire back was
sober up.
My entire back, I was completely soaked because the rain was coming in the truck.
Yeah.
And
good times.
It was a good time.
We'll talk about that tattoo one another time. But I think I was pretty loaded. Well, I was loaded at all the drafts, but I think the one.
Oh, weren't you tailed by a cop at the
Maple
Grove?
Yeah, that was out of Maple Grove. That's
got
close. I was so
shit-faced.
That
was your worst one.
And I was going down the road to go home, and there's some goddamn granny in front of me doing 10 miles an hour, and I'm honking a horn at her because I want to fucking get home. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, I'm going to go around her. All of a sudden, I look in my rearview mirror, there's a fucking statey behind me, and I'm fucking loaded, dude. I'm talking I'm like having trouble seeing straight ahead. And there's a granny in front of me and a statey behind me. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to get busted. I'm going to get freaking busted.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that next day,
made
man.
It.
And we got down to 10, and he made a right, and I made a left. It's like, oh, my God.
You pulled that cigarette
then
right
out
of
pulled
it.
Then you pulled
it. Yeah, I had a cigarette. I was just smoking it, you know. And it's like, I'm going to get fucking DUI'd. Right
I remember
here,
how
man.
Wasted you were that
and
night.
I pulled up to my, I couldn't even, I pulled up. I didn't even want to pull into the garage down at the bottom of the hill. And I fucking got out of the car and I fell over. I couldn't
oh
even get
God.
Up. I couldn't even get up to drive.
You should have been drinking Lion's Head, which is our sponsor.
That's right. Well, thanks for sharing, Jerry.
Yes. There's many more.
Oh, yeah.
We can go back.
Yeah.
Back in no.
If you give me a few minutes, I could think of that was the worst I've ever seen.
We need to save those for the next one.
All right.
God, there's
we're
so
an
many.
Hour
we
in,
go the
baby.
Next 10 years and have memories.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Yes, it is.
I remember 5 years.
Mike, I'm surprised
anyone
you
without
remember
a disease.
The tattoo.
Without a disease.
You must have wrote that down in your diary and went over it.
No, I remember.
Do you think Mike has a diary?
There was
he
only.
He has to. He can't remember anything. He has to fucking write anything down. It's like today.
You should see my password.
Today.
Guess what? There's only two because I can't remember
your
more
name.
Two.
Your name.
That's right. My birthday.
Mike M.
Birthday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mike M.
All right, gentlemen.
It worked.
It's like, wait a
look,
minute. What's
I'm
my
in.
Name?
I think we're going to come to an end here. I want to say that it's been a good week. Had a lot of laughs.
Yeah, for you.
Mr. Number One in the Power Rankings.
I want to thank
rankings.
Number one, I want to thank our champion for joining us this evening.
Yes,
Jerry
Whitewash. Appreciate you coming.
Middle
in.
Of the season, you know.
Always welcome.
To bust some balls.
Please come often
as
often
see what
as you like.
Do. I'll definitely come for the week
That's
14.
That's what the massage therapist said.
Okay.
Come again.
And I also want to thank
please
Mike Minnick.
Come again.
My co-host and good friend, owner
and
of the IMUS.
That's right.
And original owner.
I'd like to thank Tom for
Tim.
The trade.
Guys, Tim.
I'd like to thank Tim also.
I also want to thank our sponsors, Lion's Head Beer. Want to point out, when I contacted the Lion's Head executives last night, told them that the supply was dwindling.
I might have a new sponsor.
And he told me to go to the beer distributor that they have plenty of Lion's Head there. You believe this?
What?
Yeah.
The balls on that prick.
You know what?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. See, now you're.
I think.
You might watch some Sopranos, too.
I think but I could.
I think
maybe
we have to
a,
seriously consider keeping
Yingling
our options
lager,
open.
Sponsorship.
Lager sponsorship.
But I'm telling
two
the executives that we made it through
crap.
A podcast tonight.
The goddamn sponsorship can't.
Jerry actually had.
You know
Jerry,
what?
You
I was just
Jerry, why
say,
don't you give a review of that?
This is a delicious Lion's Head root beer, non-alcoholic, made at the Lion Brewery in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania,
oh.
which was established in 1905. This
you know,
is not bad.
It's pretty good.
It is.
Mine does not.
I had
say
one last night with some Woodford.
Yeah, you mix it up. Yeah, you put some alcohol
but,
on it. Boom.
I don't have a calorie
it was good.
On here. Can you see a calorie anywhere? I did not find a calorie.
I got it. You know, is it really bad to say that the best product they have is their root beer?
Yes,
does.
It is.
I'm sorry to
I
say
believe
that.
That is.
Oh, what?
Right. I prefer the double Indian pale ale.
It says
Lion's
here,
Head
men
myself.
Don't worry about calories.
Well, I like their light, to be honest, if I'm going to stomach any of them. But I'll tell you one thing.
How's the pumpkin head ale?
It's not bad.
Yeah, it looks
yeah,
good.
We're
very,
out.
Very close to the turtle head.
Turtle head.
You know what? It's
that's
not
tonight.
Bad. I mean, I just all I got to say is I wish the executives would give us some, you know, a little bit more respect.
Yeah.
It's time that, you know, hey, you know.
Just send you at least a case a week. Keep
but anyway.
Satisfied.
Well, yeah. I mean, we've gone through it. I mean, we are keeping it our end of the bargain up.
Yeah.
And
but this root beer is very good. I'm very impressed.
Yeah,
the
root
beer
was
check
very
it
good.
Out.
Thanks, Jerry.
Check it out, folks.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Mike's falling asleep here. Let me wake
I
want to
thank
okay.
I'm all right.
My name is Troy Keener. I'm the commissioner of the BCFL, and this has been a Soup Party Productions.
Hit the music.
Production.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, it's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
Louder,
no, not just for some.
I don't know the rest of the
but everyone.
Rocks you like a hurricane.